Monday is the deadline for Washington State employees, healthcare, and long-term care workers, and those working in the education field to be fully vaccinated. Those who aren't could be out of a job by day's end. Some of the state employees who faced termination got exemptions, but not a workplace accommodation so they could stay on the payroll. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
For more than 30 years, Charles LeBlanc has served the state of Washington, first as a state trooper, rising to the rank of captain, and in recent years as Washington's fire marshal, overseeing things like the state's fire training academy and enforcing fireworks regulations. But now LeBlanc is about to turn in his badge.
I will walk away without further employment, with no medical or dental coverage for my family.
You might say LeBlanc is a casualty of Governor Jay Inslee's vaccine mandate. That mandate required state employees and others to get fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by October 18th or face termination. Employees could seek a medical or religious exemption. That's what LeBlanc did. He got a letter from his doctor saying the vaccine could do more harm than good in his case. The State Patrol, LeBlanc's employer, granted him the exemption. But in a meeting with the chief, LeBlanc says he was told he couldn't be accommodated because of the public-facing nature of his job.
It was at that meeting that it was made very clear to me that there was only one option, and that option was to get vaccinated.
That was a non-starter for LeBlanc, who says he once went into anaphylactic shock after getting an allergy shot.
I think a mandate is very, very dangerous because it literally, you're taking people like me and basically asking me to play Russian roulette with my life.
LeBlanc says he feels even more strongly about not getting the shot because he got COVID this summer. He's confident he now has some natural immunity. The State Patrol calls LeBlanc's departure a loss, while also noting that the agency's vaccination rate is over 90%. LeBlanc is a plaintiff in a lawsuit brought by dozens of public sector workers that aims to overturn the governor's mandate. Seattle attorney Nathan Arnold is leading that effort. He says the state should have found a way to keep people like LeBlanc, who's one of the State Patrol's few Pacific Islander employees.
I would implore the governor to consider some common sense accommodations. For example, people like the fire marshal who have antibodies, they should be able to continue doing their job.
In response to the criticism, Governor Inslee says the decision on accommodations was made based on science and what's legally required of the state as an employer.
It is a fair thing not to allow public servants to infect the public. We want to serve the public, not infect the public.
As of earlier this month, Washington state agencies had approved more than 4,000 religious exemptions and more than 800 medical ones, but only about 30% of workers were getting accommodations. While that percentage is likely higher now, it still appears hundreds, if not thousands, of state workers are about to be shown the door. Still, Inslee notes it's a small fraction of the overall workforce and says he doesn't expect massive disruptions in state services.
And if people do make a choice to leave service, we will replace them. We will find other people who do decide to become vaccinated.
At the Washington State Patrol, Fire Marshal Charles LeBlanc isn't the only employee who will be out of a job after today. So will Richard and Selena Thompson of Vancouver. He's a sergeant and she's a dispatcher. They both got religious exemptions, but were told they couldn't be accommodated. With two small children at home, they've decided to cash out their retirement and go into business for themselves. Here's Selena.
I do know we'll be okay, and I know we'll succeed at anything that we do, but there's some people that are getting fired that won't be okay.
As Selena spoke, she got emotional.
That's the first time I've cried about it.
But the Thompsons are firm in their conviction that Inslee's vaccine mandate was an overreach and that employees like them who got exemptions should have been allowed to keep doing their jobs with extra requirements and precautions. This is Richard.
It's not fair or right. And neither is the mandate.
Richard plans to turn in his patrol car and gear later this morning. He says the hardest part will be saying goodbye to the troopers he supervises. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.